Welcome to 12 Radio, that's 12radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and like I said, you're on 12radio.com, 12 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is financial freedom. You know, a good thing for all of us to have that sense of freedom, to have that security so that we have enough for ourselves. You could say the more the better. The more the better. What I mean is the more you have, the better it is. So if you could say if something were to happen, you'd be covered. That's all. So anyway, before I start that, I'd like to say a few things, and I'd like to thank my producer Ade tonight for producing me, and say thank you very much. He's a good man. And also, please check me out at my website. It's called remoteenergytherapy.com, or go to jimkomar.com, and that kind of tells you what I'm up to and what I'm all about and what I do and things like that. Also, I'm available on 12listen.com. I'm a psychic and a medium, so we can talk about any of those subject areas. And all I can say is I'm going to start my show tonight, and that's financial freedom. What do you think financial freedom is? Well, in my viewpoint is it's just having enough, not even close, having more than enough, a lot more than enough. So if you needed to take a break, go on a vacation or a trip somewhere, or you needed to a car repair, or your home needed a new furnace, or whatever it does, you could say the money's there, therefore you are covered. And you could say financial freedom. There's four steps to financial freedom. The first one is your earnings. And you could say all the wealth is created, your earnings. Now, all the wealth is created in your mind, in my mind. Not like you go to the job and they pay you a certain amount and that's what you get. But if you have an attitude or something to the effect that financial freedom and my earnings, which I earn daily, is something that is created within me. So think about this. When I say created in me, your earnings, think big. Instead of thinking 10 bucks an hour, think if your mind can wrap this around, think 20 bucks, think 30 bucks, think 50 bucks, think 150 bucks an hour. In other words, grab a number that you feel secure about and that you know that you can do it. In other words, it's possible for you to double your income. It's possible for you to triple your earnings. It's possible for you to quadruple your earnings. So pick something that you feel good about. In other words, you feel very secure about, because that's easy to accomplish when you feel good about it inside and secure inside about. You could say that security within you will allow you to double your earnings, to triple or quadruple your earnings. And since you could say all that wealth is created within you, this involves, you could say, a pleasurable creation of a great income. And maybe you are not, you could say, you don't like your job. Well, maybe it's time to see what is out there, what is different. Lynn here, she just said, I think big, I'm a Capricorn. Well, yeah, well, good. It's good to think big. You know, there's nothing wrong thinking big. The bigger you think, the better. And so I said, like your earnings involved pleasurable creations of a great income. So whatever you do, create pleasure with your work if you can. And if you're dreading to go to work every day, let's say it's the end of the weekend and it's Monday coming up and you have to go back to work. So you could say maybe that career, that profession is not for you. But if it is a pleasurable, you could say this is a pleasurable creation of a great income, then you're right there. And then you could say a second step here is spending. And that's the value of money is determined by the buyer and seller in any transaction. You go to a store to buy a loaf of bread and some milk, let's say, and eggs. Just the basics there. Well, that's determined by the buyer and seller. In other words, what's reasonable, they'll sell more. If it's above what people considered reasonable, you might not sell it as much as you'd like to. So there's that spending aspect of you. And this involves the enjoyment of the thing that you spend your money for on. In other words, when you're spending money, be in a place of joy, a place of enjoyment. That's really a good attitude. So keep that in mind when you're spending your cash, your easily earned, pleasurable creation of your great income, that when you do spend to pick up your basic food or like I said, it could involve anything, you have to be in a place of joy when you spend your money. That's all. You know, be happy about it. And besides, when you spend your income, your money, your funds, you're actually creating jobs for others. You're actually allowing other people to work because you went into their establishment and bought from them. And therefore, they're creating an income for them to live, a great income, just like you're doing. And then there's a third aspect here is savings. And this is the accumulation of surplus from your income. And some people might go, surplus? We don't have surplus. It's hard these days. Well, this is important to have, you could say, an attitude of abundance when you are saving. In other words, that surplus is for you to put away, to invest, or to whatever you have to do with that surplus. And it's good to have an attitude of abundance with that surplus. And it's also which can you expect to see reflected in your future income? In other words, what do you expect in the future? What do you I'm sorry. We'll be back momentarily. We're having some technical difficulty. Be back soon. Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Comar. We are just having a little technical difficulty. Sorry about that, but my well-informed and well-educated producer today, I'd like to thank you for that. Thank you very much. And tonight I'm talking about financial freedom. And the last statement I made, I went over, there's the earning part, there's the spending part, and then there's the saving part. And the saving part is the accumulation of surplus from your income. And this results from abundance, an attitude of abundance. In other words, have that attitude, have a strong attitude of abundance so you can have that surplus coming in. Whether it comes through like overtime, they like you so much, or they increase your salary or increase your hourly or whatever, how they pay you, it doesn't matter. And it's also, what can you expect to see reflected in your future income? In other words, like Lynn here, you know, she thinks big. Well, think big. Don't think small. Think about your income as big. Think about your income as something that you can have without any problem. You know, no problems whatsoever because your attitude is about abundance. And then there's a fourth cog in this wheel, and that's investing. And that's spending your hard-earned money in your name for the purpose of increasing your income, investing. In other words, let's say every month you have, at the end of the month, you have $300 left over. And let's just say you put half of that into liquid, in other words, into a savings account. So if you need cash, you have it. Maybe the other half you start investing into the stock market, commodities, individual investments, like people that you know that are starting companies that, you know, you think are going to be successful. In other words, this is all about investing. So you can increase your income. What if you create, what if you start investing in a matter of 5 years? Let's say you started with In the first year, you started with, let's say, $5,000. You managed to invest that amount in your first year. And let's say in 5 years, that $5,000 is worth $50,000. So therefore, investing is a good way. And exactly. A comment in the chat room is, have gratitude for everything good, abundance that comes to you, even if it's, even before it materializes. Very good. That's what it's about. So in other words, when you start investing your money, that money that is so easy for you to accumulate, that money that is, it's just money. Remember, it's just printed in paper, and governments around the world are constantly printing paper. So think of it as just paper you're collecting, but that paper is for something, for goods, services, and getting back to the investment attitude, that fourth cog in the wheel here, that you're going to allow that money to grow. You're going to allow that money to be expansive, and that makes you expansive, and that makes you a wealthier individual. You could say internally and externally. The most important thing is how you feel about it inside, your personal wealth and your abundance and how it affects you. And what if overnight you create this abundance with inside of you, and then literally a year later, you're worth millions of dollars? Well, it happens every day. That's not a miracle. That's just changing your mind. And please consider changing your mind about your funds, your earnings. And now getting, you could say this combination of, these three particular areas of wealth, and that's earning, spending, and saving, they all come and play together. In other words, create a mantra. Money is my friend. It's only money. No big deal. Money isn't good, isn't bad. It's very neutral. It's what you put behind it. If you think that it's evil and the world is bad because it's around, well, then you might have problems with, creating wealth for yourself, creating financial freedom for yourself. So if you are doing that, you might want to change your mind. So it's easier for you to have what you want in this lifetime. I believe we come here to create our abundance. And when I'm abundant, you're abundant, we all are abundant, guess what? The world is a more abundant place, and people tend to be happier because they're not worrying about, oh my gosh, I won't have enough to for gas in my car. I won't have this. I can't have that. Well, when you say I can have it because I have the money, it's like really no big deal. It really isn't. So just think of it as, no big deal. It's okay. Money is good. Money is just a way for me to get my goods, my services, and what I need in my life. And besides that, money is just the accumulation of, you could say, your wealth as the years go on, or even as the days go on, or even as the months go on. So in other words, money is your friend. Money is neutral. Like I said, it's not good, it's not evil. And if you put good behind money, then guess what? You can do wonderful things with your money. The more financial freedom that you create in your life, maybe you're able to help your family member or friend who needs something because they're broke. Or you donate to a charity of your choice, a beautiful charity, and you're helping people in other places. And also, that's very good. I'm just going to go right to the chat room. Money is energy, and it definitely is energy. So put a positive spin, so that energy comes back to you in a positive way. That money is my friend. Therefore, money is neutral. Therefore, money is not good. Money is not bad. It just is. And it's my way to become more secure in this world of matter which we live in. This is how we trade for goods and services. And this is, and also, so this is what you could say, thoughts and emotions you put into yourself about money. So think about what thoughts and emotions you put behind the word money. And you could say, in order to create your wealth, one has to eliminate a poverty aspect of your mind. If you want to create more wealth in your mind, and you could say manifest that in the outside world. And if you're lacking or feeling a lack of, you know, that poverty consciousness, work on that poverty aspect of yourself, that you are worthy, that you are worthy of having as much as you want or even more. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, when you accumulate and you accumulate a lot, you can be charitable. You can be helpful to others. You could change the world by being charitable or helpful to an individual. Example, let's say you invest into someone's idea, and his or her idea is revolutionary, and a year down the road, you're a multimillionaire. See what I mean? Just eliminate the poverty aspect in your mind about how you feel, that I'm not worthy about having money. Money is going to make me do things that is bad for me. Well, money is not going to make you do anything. You make yourself do it. So just know that you are in charge here. So please eliminate that poverty aspect of yourself so you can embrace the idea that money is your friend, that money is not anything. It's no big deal. It's just there. It's just for you to have and for you to spend and for you to save and for you to invest. And embrace the idea of abundance. You could say abundant living. And when you embrace the idea of abundant living, you could say money is one way of creating abundance. But when you create abundance in money, the tendency is you have more abundance than what you can do with that money. In other words, if you feel like you need a vacation, you got that money to go on vacation. You go somewhere to a beautiful location for a week or two, and you come back refreshed. Now, is money bad? Not at all. Money, in that respect, money is a great thing because it rejuvenates you. It opens your mind. You could say, it's good for me because I'm able to relax. I took some time off from my work, and here I am sitting on this beach or on this mountaintop or wherever you're at. It doesn't matter. Here I am enjoying the world. And it's funny, you know, psychologists have found that there are as many as, you could say, many as six receptors or receptions of the idea that is necessary for new information to become part of your consciousness. What I mean is like, the question is, how can I achieve financial freedom? So in the brain itself, you could say through repetition that money is my friend, you're opening up the receptivity of yourself. Therefore, the receptivity of yourself is more positive about how you feel about money. Therefore, the more positive you feel about creating financial freedom and creating your earnings, increasing your earnings and buying beautiful things for yourself and your family. You know, that's basically what it's for. You could say, is money your God? Then change your mind about that. Money is not that. Money is just a way to negotiate what you need in this life. Like I said, it's a neutral subject. So be neutral about it. And if you can, think about, you know, like, embrace the idea of abundance, because you could say today it's socially acceptable to be abundance. To be abundant, and there's no stigmatism there. Now, people may be jealous of you because you have more than them, but that's okay. Let them be. Because if you created your wealth, your financial freedom, anyone can do it. You just have to put your mind to it. And what I mean by put your mind to it is change your mind about how you feel about financial freedom, how you feel about the word money. So it's also about you thinking that my earnings is the easiest thing in the world for me to create what I need through my earnings. It's not difficult. It's easy. So think about the ease of creating that money in your life. So you create that financial freedom in your life. Well, let's say you become very wealthy off of an idea, you invested into a company, or you create your own idea and you create your own wealth, or however it came. Now, suddenly you're extremely wealthy. Does that mean you're going to stop working? I hope not. Let's say you have enough for 10 lifetimes you create. Okay, no big deal. you still, you know, it's like we're here to be creators in this world, in this universe. So whatever you do, don't stop. Continue with your creation, with your creations. And that's part of creating financial freedom, or having a sense that this financial freedom is mine. So therefore, creating wealth is an easy thing. Creating my wealth for me is very easy. And it's also, you need to have something that you want because you lack money. In other words, let's say you want a new car. Let's say you want a new home. So that there's an incentive there. Let's say you want a new wardrobe for the fall winter season coming up. Before you know, it'll be snowing, or depending on where you live, maybe it doesn't snow. So you know, you could say create ideas that you could say gives you incentive to create more earnings so you can have what you want in this life. A new home, a new car, clothing, going out to a fine restaurant and enjoying great food. Things along this line. And this, you could say, this is your prosperity consciousness. And it's the ability to function effortlessly and conveniently in this world, having money or not. In other words, let me repeat that. Prosperity consciousness is your ability to function effortlessly and conveniently in the world, everyday world of ours, whether you have money or not. So there you go. Let's say you start creating a prosperity consciousness with inside of you. And all of a sudden, well, before maybe you just barely got, you could say barely made it from month to month or year to year or whatever. Okay? So prosperity consciousness is about if you have money, it's easy. And if you don't have money, it's easy to create it. And prosperity consciousness makes financial freedom a realistic possibility. I really believe that, you know, because we are what we think. And if we're thinking about creating wealth, that financial freedom for ourselves, so we have enough reserves, or maybe you need super reserves, and super reserves are reserves that are there and you'll never have to spend because you created so much in the reserve, so to speak. So this is a very realistic way for you to create this financial freedom, having this prosperity consciousness, that your ability to function effortlessly and conveniently in this world of having money or not having money. In other words, it doesn't matter, but you know you have the ability to create what you need when you want to have what you need. What you need to create in this moment. Let's say you have an idea. You need a new car, or a car, a used car, a new car, it doesn't matter, a car, a vehicle to get around because yours is not working well. Well, then just, you could say it's having the money makes it easy, but if you didn't have the money, you have the ability because you're creating a prosperity consciousness to create those funds for you to get what you need. And you could say this prosperity consciousness also makes it easier and fun to solve your financial problems, because no matter what you're faced with, you know, you can be successful. You know, you will succeed. You will have everything you need. And this will create emotional security and a sense of self-reliance here. You don't have to depend on the government, your family, whoever, are your boss for that matter, because you've created this financial freedom. You're just going to work because you like what you do. You love what you do. But I have a break coming up. I'll be back in 5 minutes. And I just want to say, between now and then, there's a couple things you might consider. Your prosperity consciousness, and the fact is that you are prosperity. So be back in 5. Until then, peace and love. See you in 5.
Jim Komar from 1-2 Radio. You are listening to some great stuff. Let your light shine. 1-2 Radio, changing the way you see the world.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hi, this is Kay Dragon, psychic advisor, teacher, and channeler for 12listen.com. My favorite thing about being an advisor and teacher is you. Watching you grow and expand your consciousness inspires me. It is a great joy for me to use my gifts as a channeler to guide you on your path to a happier, healthier you.
Fall is in the air and kids are back in school. Are you feeling the urge to learn something new? The classes on 1-2 Academy are just the thing to expand your mind and make your heart sing. Check out what's available and pick one to try. You take them over the phone, so it's easy as pie. The classes are all recorded, so don't worry about timing. Too bad there's not one that teaches rhyming. 12academy.com. Learn something new and have some fun.
Hi, this is Carolyn at 1-2 Listen, here to give you a message of hope. In life, there are choices every day. Sometimes worries may get in the way. You'll find if you pick hope when given a choice, you'll be happier with more reason to rejoice. There will always be sadness and anger and plain strange. It's up to you to share your joy and raise the world energy for change. If you need an extra boost, give 1-2 Listen a shout out. We're light lifters helping light lifters when there are feelings of doubt. Maybe your plan is to fill your energy, dance with the wild and free, and you'd like to look at some suggestions to seek those waves of glee. Perhaps you'd like to figure out a way to reroute a part of your world to improve your footing and feel less twirled. You're most likely always thinking of how to self-improve, finding ways to fly and dance, and with an even better groove. I'm Carolyn on 1-2 Listen, a light lifter from my heart. I choose happy because it's simply smart. I look forward to talking with you very, very soon.
Hi, this is Oliver, advisor over at 12listen.com. I don't necessarily believe that we live in dangerous times. I believe we might actually just live in changing times. I came across this saying the other day, a quote, I should say, and it says, "You know great things are coming when everything seems to be going wrong. Old energy is clearing out for new energy to enter. Be patient." Idil Khatmet. But as always, for me, when I feel that things seem to be in upheaval, I go to that place where I do my affirmative prayers. So I'd like to share one with you. And as always, it's spoken in first person present tense. And if these words, they speak to you, I invite you to make them your own. I know right here, right now, there is just one energy, one life force. It goes by many names. In this moment, I choose to call it spirit. I know spirit is everywhere present, and it's being me right here, right now. And I know that spirit can only do for me what spirit can do through me. I allow this moment to step into a place where I know peace, love, and harmony is everywhere around me. I know I am love expressing. I am peace expressing. And as I embrace this truth, I know that it radiates out into the universe, into the world, and it comes back tenfold. I live this every single day, this truth. And as I do so, I feel a sense of calmness. I feel a sense of hope. I feel a sense of belonging. I am right where I need to be, and it feels good. Grateful for this, I release this prayer into the Infinite One, which is Spirit, and I know it is done. And together we say, and so it is.
everyone. This is Mark Hassan. A wise man once suggested that we not grieve for the things we do not have, but rejoice in what we do. That is why, on behalf of the 1-2 family, I want to thank each of you for your participation, your presence, and your continued extensions of kindness. It is in you that we find our courage and desire to continue, for without you, we could not exist. Wishing you boundless experiences of joy, much like what you give us each and every day.
We are surrounded by unseen beings of light. Though you may not see them, you may not hear them, you may not even feel them, the angels and other light beings are always here to help us feel empowered as we move through our daily life. All you have to do is ask, and they will respond to you. This is Kathleen, and I invite you to listen to my show, Kathleen Peterson and Friends, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, where I chat with guests sharing laughter and information, talk to callers, and channel messages of love, support, encouragement, and inspiration from the angels and other light beings. So don't forget to listen at 11 a.m. Fridays to Kathleen Peterson and Friends right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you experience the world.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you are on 12radio.com. 12 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is financial freedom, creating wealth for yourself so you feel secure and you feel good about what you're doing with your life, in your life. You feel good that all is well and all is always going to be well for you. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. No matter what is happening, whether it's the economy or this or that, and you read these things, they're not going to affect you from creating your financial freedom. And before the break, I was talking about prosperity consciousness, having a sense of who you are, having a sense that you know that you can have what you want when you want it with some work, with some effort on your part. Going back to an old Quaker saying, pray, but do the work. In other words, pray, but move your feet. You can pray all you want, but until you make an effort to go in that direction to create what you want, nothing will happen. Maybe something will happen, maybe, but if you don't put the effort into it, and it doesn't have to be hard effort. Maybe the effort is, I can create this easily. I can create my financial freedom with ease. So think about it in terms like that. And April here, I like that. Good evening. I love a delicious dinner. Yeah, that is prosperity consciousness. It is. April, that is beautiful. And because whatever you're enjoying, whether someone is preparing you a great meal or you're doing it for yourself, it's your prosperity. It's what you created, your earnings, to allow you to have such wonderful food, such wonderful choices in your food. Nice, April. Thank you for that comment on there. And before the break, I was talking about having a thought that money is my friend. Money is neutral. Money is not bad. Money is not good. It just is. It's just paper with printed whatever currency you spend your earnings in, or how you get your earnings come to you. It doesn't matter whether it's dollars, yens, euros, whatever. It's just paper. And you could say you put faith in that paper knowing that that government will stand by their money and things like that. But you don't put faith in the government. You put faith in yourself here knowing that what you create will have value, and all that financial freedom that you're creating in yourself will always have value for you. And I'm just going to add this, you could say prosperity consciousness is the ability to function effortlessly and conveniently in this world, basically, having money or not. Prosperity consciousness is making financial freedom a realistic possibility, because now you're seeing beyond what you used to see. Now you're seeing, well, I only make so much, you know, I only make, let's say, $40,000 a year. So that's what I can see in my future. Well, when you have that prosperity consciousness, you might say, well, now I can see 80. Now I can see $120,000 a year. Now I can see $160,000 a year. Now I can actually believe it and take that to the bank. No pun intended there, but I can take that idea to the bank, my personal bank, my bank of prosperity with inside of me. So you could say this is a fun way of creating that financial freedom. You know, it's easier. It's fun. You can solve your financial problems by being, you know, focused on it, of course, but it's also having a better attitude about how you feel about that. And when you create financial freedom, the more financial freedom you create, you're creating emotional security, because you're not sitting, God, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to do this? And it's also, you're creating a sense of reliance for yourself, self-reliance, that you don't need them to help you out, because you do it yourself. You are capable of creating what you want at any time. And that is prosperity consciousness. And money is the means, in it, you could say, of exchange in our society today. It's just an exchange. It's I go in and buy a dozen eggs in the store, and I pay for it, and that's all there is to it. It's just an exchange. You know, and that's, you could say, that's the neutrality about money. You're just getting what you need when you need it. And it's always there for you. You always have it. And it's also, I believe that people with a prosperity consciousness knows that one, you could say, this is one of the more, you could say, important things in life. Because, you know, as far as like creating consciousness within inside of you that makes your life easier, so that you can manifest your abundance if you believe you can. Thank you, Lynn Ann, for that comment there. That's a beautiful comment, that you can manifest your abundance if you believe that you can. And it's so true. And if you don't believe it, guess what? You're not going to create much of anything. You might be poor for in this lifetime. And you don't come here to be poor. That's the thing. You come here to be successful. You come here to be prosperous, to create that financial sense, that so your emotions are at ease, so your emotions, that you feel emotionally secure, because that money is always going to be there for you. That financial freedom is going to make it possible for you to get what you need in this lifetime. And so know that, you could say, having this prosperity consciousness goes far beyond money. I'm just using in the sense of creating financial freedom here. It goes into relationship. It goes into love. It goes into all sorts of things. And if you have not mastered money yet, because money is a thing that eventually you will learn. How many lifetimes does it take for you to master money? Well, why don't you do it in this lifetime? Why don't you start working on yourself internally so that you feel good about, you know, you're enjoying that prosperity, because when you go to work or whatever you're working on, you're creating abundance. And so as you if you haven't mastered money yet, work on it. don't worry about your cash flow, improving your cash flow. That only brings you stress. The less stress you have in life, the easier life can be for you. So it's the idea that I am the master of money in my life. Money is not my master. I am the master of money. Money serves me. Money gives me the ability, that freedom to go on vacations, to buy a home, to be charitable to people that I know that are having fallen on hard times. And you walk up to them. Let's say it's your friend. He or she lost their job. And you walk up to them. You just give them an envelope with $1,000 in it and says, this is from me to you. And the expectation is when you can pay me back, but that's okay. And it's for you in this moment. You see, when you create that financial freedom, you have more choices for yourself. And you can create generosity to help others. So another thing here, it's a popular myth that I have to identify that hard work is a causative factor to produce my wealth. You know, in other words, for me to produce my wealth, I have to work hard. Well, earning money, you could say if earning money is an unpleasant activity, then you have to work hard for it. But if you are just working for money, probably you'll discover that money is never enough. There's never enough because you're working for it. And you have to work hard for it. And no matter what you do, it seems like there's never enough. So just have a light attitude about your earnings and how you earn your funds in life. And that's good. I like that. Money doesn't spend itself. That's very good. So yeah, money doesn't spend itself. You created that wealth for yourself, so you go out and get yourself food for the weeks, so you are energized and you can conquer this world and you can conquer your and create that financial freedom day in and day out. And so just have the attitude that you could say you have to work for it, but you don't have to work hard for it. You don't have to work 20 hours a day to create your financial freedom. Maybe you can do it in 8 hours or 6 hours or 3 hours or 10 hours, but it doesn't have to be a 20 hour day. And it doesn't have to, how would you say it? The old saying, work your fingers to the bone. No, no, no. Think of it when you're in that sense of prosperity that it's an easy thing for me to create. I don't have to work hard. It's just easy. It's just really easy. And another myth about creating financial wealth, that money to create the financial wealth, is that I feel bad. Let me rephrase this. I feel bad that I can enjoy myself and get paid for it. You know, another myth is it's right to enjoy yourself and you get paid for it. Another myth is, well, gosh, if I create abundance, financial freedom and everything else, and I get paid for it, that's beautiful. But what if I start feeling guilty because I start creating too much financial freedom? Well, then it's time to, if you're feeling that guilty, donate it to charity. Donate it to charity of your choice. Or go in and help someone that needs help. Buy them a house. Buy your mother a house because she needs it. Buy your brother a house or a sister and just say, it's on me. You know, make it easy for yourself. And so here you are. And another thing is that right, you could say is, am I in the right occupation to create this financial success? Well, if you're a clerk in a store, you may not be able to create that financial success in this time, in this place. But let's say you were to create a profession that allowed you to create as much money as you needed because that's what you wanted. Instead of getting paid a certain wage every hour, you created a profession that every time you go to work, you're creating thousands of dollars every minute, every day, every month, however you can accept in your prosperity consciousness. And a lot of people who are financially successful, has occupations. You know, their occupations is what you could say they can imagine being an occupation, you know, of creating their financial success. They have the occupation that you could say it creates the imagination that allows them for it to have financial success. And it's also the myth is that people that have education will have financial success. Well, believe it or not, you don't have to have a college education. Let's say you have a high school education. That's good to know the basics, how to read, how to add, how to subtract, how to count your funds as they come in. But it definitely, some of the most successful people in the world don't have a college education. They just have a high school education, and some of them don't even have a complete high school education because they believe that it didn't matter to them whether they have that, you could say those words behind you, a bachelor's of science degree, a BA, a BS, a whatever, whatever, a PhD, so forth and so on. The more titles I have after my name, the more financial success I'm going to have. Well, that might be true, but there are people out in the world that have no titles behind their name, and they become very wealthy, very successful. So it's a state of mind here. It's a state of mind and how you feel about your abundance. And April here said the right livelihood is a part of the equation. That is very true, April. And since it is part of the equation, if you're in a profession that limits you from creating financial freedom, you might consider, what can I do to create what I need for me, for my family, for my children, or for whatever? It doesn't matter. And another thing, you know that old saving money for a rainy day? Well, don't save money for a rainy day. Save it because it gives you security. You know you have that money, and it's there for you when you need it. You don't have to wait for a rainy day to spend it. It's just there for, it's there for you when you need it. And there is, you could say, another aspect here. There is not enough money to go around. Well, if you believe that, then you're limiting yourself. That is, you could say, the anti-prosperity consciousness. And the more I have, the less there is for everyone else. Well, that's not true. Like I said, every day, the governments around this beautiful planet of ours are always printing money up. So there's lots of it around. And paper is a representation that, you know, a dollar bill is worth a dollar bill, or $100 bill is worth $100 bill, you know. So it's, you could say, having faith in the people printing of the currency is important too. And it's also, it's better to be poor than to be rich and evil. Well, let's not go there. If you have the idea is being poor is good, well, you know, that's not prosperity. You know, if you think rich people are evil, well, maybe a lot of wealth. Let's say you inherited wealth. Okay, so you inherited wealth. You could say that's a karmic gift in this lifetime. But let's say you created wealth from, you started off with a dollar. Now you have $100 million. People like that don't have the idea that money, being wealthy and evil together. No, 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 no. No, money only allows you to create what you want when you want to create it. Now, if you think it's evil, change your mind about that, because it isn't. Remember, money is a neutral subject. Money is neutral. It's what you put behind it, the feelings, the emotions, allows you to draw into your life. And, you know, money is invented by people for their own conveniences. Well, no, money is invented for exchanging of, you know, services, supplies, whatever. And another thing here, there's only one thing you want with it, and that's to give it to other people. Well, that's good. But before you can give it to others, give to yourself. So you have that sense of prosperity. And when you think you've accumulated enough, then start being generous and give to the charity of your choice, or give to homeless people, or homeless shelters for that matter, or food banks. Whatever you need to do to, you could say, when you start creating abundance and, you know, that financial freedom, you know, be generous with it. Be generous to yourself and be generous with others. And if you were to spend money, you prosper others. So I want you to think that every time you spend your money, that easily earned money of yours, you're creating prosperity for others because you're allowing them, people to have jobs around you. Maybe you're creating jobs because you're spending. You're part of the economy, of your local economy, of the national economy, of the world economy for that matter. And it's also, think about how you want to spend it. You know, what you want to do with it and what you're able to do. And, you know, money is by increasing your wealth, it's a matter of increasing the quality of your thoughts here. And by increasing the quality of your thoughts, you're increasing, you could say, the flow of your money coming to you. Increasing the quality of your thoughts about yourself makes you a better individual. Increasing the quality about what you do with for the money, you could say, in this physical universe, is the best way of creating that abundance and that financial freedom. Gosh, I could be talking about this for another 3 hours. But my show is over, and I'd like to thank all the beautiful men and women in the audience for listening. I do appreciate you, and I send my thanks and gratitude. And I want to thank the chat room people. They were very lively tonight. I'm loving it. And remember, prosperity is yours to have, and prosperity is yours to share with the world. And the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. And check me out on 12listen.com, and check me out at my website, remoteenergytherapy.com or jimcomar.com. So just remember, when you create your financial freedom, you're just going to have an easy life. And whether or not you have it right now, you're still going to have an easy life. The more you have, the easier it is for to get what you want. That's all it's about, your financial freedom. And to be generous with that. And remember, there's only two things in life that matters, peace and love. And until next week, have a great week ahead, and peace and love to all. Talk to you next week. Bye.
This is Christine Demoyer, and you found us, 12radio.com. Welcome to the family.
Mm-hmm.